Yo, what's up guys? It's Parker here and welcome to Social Anxiety Remedy. In today's video, I'm going to be explaining something called the anxiety loop. So if you're on Spotify right now listening to this, or if you're on YouTube or whatever, you're actually going to see an image right in front of you that shows you the anxiety loop. Okay, but if you're on like Apple Podcasts listening to this, or if you're anywhere else, you're probably not going to see the image. That's okay. I'm going to explain it very, very well and very thoroughly. However, if you want more of like a visual thing in front of you, you can head over to my Instagram where I just posted the image and you can just follow along as you're listening to the audio. Okay, so my Instagram's at Social Anxiety Remedy. Just started posting a lot more there and yeah, I've been doing cool stuff there. But anyways, if you want to see the visual representation there, if you're not seeing it right now, go ahead and head over to Instagram. But anyways, let's dive into the anxiety loop. I'm going to really show you why you're experiencing anxiety in the first place. Okay, this is truly where I was at. I think I titled this video, I was stuck in the anxiety loop. And I'm going to show you why most of us are stuck in this loop and how you're gonna actually start to get out of it. Okay, this video is the very beginning of like a little series that I'm gonna do, and it's going to be showing you right now what you've been doing wrong, why you've been stuck in this loop, and how you're gonna start to change that to start experiencing something much, much better. So let's go ahead and jump into it right now. So as you can see on the screen, the very first step inside of this anxiety loop, the dreaded anxiety loop, is the symptom, okay? So this symptom means you notice a symptom, and a symptom can be anything along the lines of a thought, a sensation, or a feeling, or a physical sensation, okay? So thoughts can be something like intrusive thoughts, what if this happens, what if this negative thing happens, what if they don't like me, what if I fail miserably, what if I get embarrassed, right? That can be a symptom. Another symptom can be feeling like other people are judging you, right? That's the emotional side of it, the aspect of it. Feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like negative things are going to happen, right? That's a symptom. And then third and finally, a physical sensation, which is going to be something along the lines of blushing, sweating, poor eye contact, things of this nature, okay? And I think we can all agree, and you know, you're pretty well-versed with what your specific symptoms usually are, whether it's like not being able to be your true self around others, feeling inauthentic, feeling uncomfortable, whatever that is how this dreaded anxiety cycle begins. And so most people want this symptom, these symptoms, to go away immediately, okay? However, that is simply a byproduct of responding to the symptom in the correct way. I'm gonna explain what I mean in this video right now, so stick with me. So once you notice the symptom, that's step one. Step two is actually the anxiety. And so the anxiety is when you begin asking yourself, why? Why am I experiencing this symptom? Why is this happening to me? Shit. I gotta get out of this. I gotta stop feeling this way. I gotta stop doing this certain thing. I stop thinking this way. I need to fight this. I need to get out. And this is where anxiety lives. Anxiety lives in the resistance of your symptoms. I know. Okay, like, look, trust me, I get it. You want your symptoms to go away. Of course you do. We all do. However, by trying to get rid of them, this is why anxiety is like the biggest paradox. By trying to get rid of these actual symptoms, you are only making it worse. You are going on this downward path and this downward spiral, and you're actually training your body to give you more anxiety in these types of situations where you usually have it, in social situations and social environments, at events, at like with groups, with one-on-one people, with people you just met, like whatever it may be for you, you're training your body to give you more symptoms, which is just going to make you feel more anxious. So when you respond with this fear of the symptom and you want it to go away, what you're actually doing is the third step is fight or flight. and you're training your body, and your body is gearing up to give you this fight or flight response. It thinks that you are in real life danger. It thinks that you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger, just like our forefathers of the caveman days, or that you're in an important battle, right? Your body cannot distinguish between real life danger and perceived danger. And over the years, as you respond in the wrong way to your symptoms, you are continuing to train your body or your nervous system to give you more symptoms. You're training it and you're showing it that, hey, look, body, I'm responding in fear. I'm trying to get away from these symptoms. I need more. Like, I need this fight or flight response right now because I am in real life danger. And this is why we are continuing to get stuck in the anxiety loop. And this is why I was stuck in it for years and years and years. And you're going to see a lot of similarities to yourself as well. And so after you try to get rid of it, right? Get rid of the symptoms and you start to feel the anxiety, the fight or flight kicks in and you start producing excess adrenaline. Okay, then we'll move on to the next step, which is four, symptom again. So it's because of the excess adrenaline that you just produced, your body experiences even more symptoms that are even more exaggerated from the very beginning. Because remember, you keep telling your body by trying to get rid of the symptoms, hey, look, you're giving it to me at a very, very appropriate time. I need more of this shit or I'm going to die. Okay, it's very backwards. I know I'm going to be going into this much, much deeper in the future. Right now, I want to show you what you're doing wrong. In the future, I'm going to show you how to actually start responding to it in the correct way. So you can, instead of training your nervous system to give you more and more anxiety, I'm going to show you how to desensitize it and retrain it in the correct way. So after you experience this excess symptom, right, because of the excess adrenaline, this exaggerated symptom that's more and more and more intense, then you move in on to step five, which is fight or flight. And with fight or flight, because of the fear that you perceived by this super exaggerated symptom, your body starts to produce even more adrenaline, and then you get even more exaggerated of a symptom, and the cycle just continues to repeat. This right here, this diagram, this image, this small image, is everything that you have been doing wrong. Right here. It is incredibly simple, but it's not easy. And so what I'm going to be doing over the next coming days is showing you how to actually start responding to your anxiety in the correct way so you can lead a life of happiness, of fulfillment, of energy, of motivation, and fully overcome this. Because social anxiety, remember guys, it is not a life sentence. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I'm stoked to get back into this and start talking to you guys even more. So make sure, go ahead and follow my new Instagram account. It's at Social Anxiety Remedy. I'll put a link in the bio in the description as well. I'm going to start posting a lot on there. I've been doing a lot of stories on there. It's pretty cool. Like I like interacting on there almost a little bit more than Facebook right now, but join the Facebook group if you want as well. Inside the Facebook group, if you do, you'll get my free book. So I like made a whole instruction manual on this. And inside that book, you're also going to actually get to see the anxiety loop as well. So make sure you join those two things. And anyways, I'm stoked and excited to talk to you guys a little bit more and run you through how the remedy has really, truly evolved over these last couple months. So I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.